Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. At Harvest, our body is comprised of people from many different nations, including India, Cuba, Haiti, the Philippines, Jamaica, and other islands, Colombia, Ethiopia, and South Africa. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber continues exploring the issues of race and grace in his conversation with Harvest member Naomi Muhoka, who was born and raised in Tanzania.
Thank you, Liz. It is an interesting group of people that God has brought and is bringing together at Harvest and the church that we call Harvest Community Church. We are blessed to have people from a lot of different countries. And today, my guest is Naomi Muhoka, and she is our first person at Harvest from Tanzania. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you very much.
So, Naomi, we'd love to... Well, first of all, let's hear about your background with Harvest. Tell us how long you've been here and how you came and that sort of thing.
We moved to Charlotte last September, and we started attending Harvest in, I think, October. I'm not so sure, around that time. And we've been coming here ever since.
And tell us about your children, and you have children that are pretty involved in our student ministry.
Yes, I have three, Michelle, Scott, and Micah. And Michelle is 15, Scott is 12, and Micah is 6. And Michelle loves the youth group. We were talking a few minutes before we started how she enjoys coming here, and she's learning a lot. And I can see change in them. Lives, and I'm grateful for that program.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So let's talk about growing up, how you grew up in Tanzania, and give us some of your background and how you got to America.
I was born and raised in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam. It's very hot. And my mom became a born-again Christian in the 1980s. So they were both, my parents were both Lutherans, and she started attending a Pentecost church. And we started going there whether we liked it or not, and at the end of the day, I miss it. It's different from churches here because the way we praise and worship is dancing and praying out loud. It was wonderful and strict. I remember my parents not allowing us to chew gum in church. Mm-hmm. And it was like when I come here, it seems different. But it is a wonderful place, let me say that. And we did a baptism by waters, and I was baptized in a river. After graduating high school, I came to school over here in 1995. I went to Waldorf University in Iowa, very small town, but I have no regrets. I really liked it over there. It was very, very cold, too. So, and I'm still here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Let's talk about race, Naomi. Harvest has many, many white people like me. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate to have some people of color and diversity, but our skin doesn't look alike. But we are brothers and sisters with one family. But you have probably experienced in your life some racism based on what you look like. Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah. You know, back in Tanzania, I didn't know anything about racism apart from apartheid in South Africa. That's all I knew. But when I came here, I did not know anything about that. But looking back, after years in school, you notice people asking you some questions that didn't seem right. Someone will ask you, like, did you ride an elephant, or do you guys still live in trees? At some point, you realize they don't want to know. They're just making fun of you. I remember missing lunch since I didn't have anyone looking like me at the cafeteria, so I'd rather not go eat. I'll just stay hungry until I find somebody who looks like me to go to the cafeteria. And that is because one time I did try to sit with a group of people that we went to class together, and they all stood up and left me. So from that day, I tried not to eat lunch at the cafeteria until there's someone who looks like me. And then in Philadelphia, I think since there were majority African Americans, so I didn't experience so much of it. Then I moved to Minnesota in a very small town. I remember the first time I was there, the librarian told me, oh, I hope we treat you well. And I didn't understand what she meant. So while walking around the town, people would drive by and call me racial slurs and some very vulgarity language. One time I went to a restaurant, they didn't seat me, so I stood there for a while until I decided to leave. So it's been rough at times, and all this time, this was before I had Micah. And after having Micah, I remember one time someone was driving, and Micah and I were coming from the library. He was still a baby, and he stopped in the middle of the road. For some reason, I don't know why, I thought something was going to happen. So I almost grabbed Micah and started running because I was terrified, because it was unusual for someone to stop in the middle of the road, come out of the car, and start looking in the back of his truck. So that scared me. But it wasn't that case. And I honestly don't know why I felt threatened. But it's not his fault. It's just how I felt. Here, I haven't been here too long. And fortunately, so far, we've been treated well. So I'm grateful for that.
Good, good. I am so sorry that you've had to experience some of the things you've experienced in your life. I mean, different ones of us along the way are mistreated by people for different reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, God is not pleased with any of that, certainly. And for people to mistreat others based on what they look like certainly is not appropriate. But we're glad you're here. We're glad you're in this body and you bring so much to us. What positive things have you seen? What elements of hope can we point to that you've seen different races and different people love each other?
I have seen some of my friends have gone out of their way to protect people when they see someone being attacked because of how they look. They have intervened and said, you can't treat this person this way. I've seen a lot of that happening, and I'm so glad that some of my friends have been doing that, like actively protecting people. I've seen Christians come together and pray, because at the end of the day, like you said earlier, it's not the government that is going to solve this issue. It is going to be God. And as Christians, unfortunately, sometimes we get carried away with political parties, and that worries me. I always ask God to give me wisdom. Like sometimes wisdom is not answering whatever somebody throws at you. So I'm grateful for the Christians that are praying and getting together, reaching out communities and helping people of color or from foreigners, especially foreigners. Like just speaking, sometimes we worry, especially with my kids, speaking our language, because it gets like we're foreigners and they get a little bit scared, but you'll find someone say, oh, what language is that? I want to know what you're speaking, and is it hard? So it's good to see someone is genuinely interested in knowing a person. And I think this time people are purposely doing it, finding people to love, finding people to talk to, discussions. And I really like that. You know, people going out of their way to be kind and to love and to understand and to care for someone else who does not look like you.
So my last question is, suppose somebody doesn't look like you and they want to love you, but they're not quite sure how. They don't want to offend you, but they generally want there to be love between you know, believers of different races. Do you have any advice or tips for them that could be helpful?
I would say just love them the way you would love any other person. Start a conversation. And sometimes we're scared to. I have a few people in this church that have reached out to me. And I think one of the ladies' name is Lynn. She invited us over for a swim with my kids. So most of us are afraid how to start a conversation. And just say hi. Where are you from? And would you like a cup of tea? Like any other person. Like, I don't think, when someone wants to know you and when someone is ridiculing you. So there is a difference. So I'll just encourage people not to be afraid at all.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you for joining us with us today. And to the listener, thank you for joining this podcast. If you have questions or comments, please send them our way. And we are trying at Harvest to make disciples who make disciples. That's certainly a component of that, no doubt, is people that are not like each other learning to love each other. Thank you, and God bless you today.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.